Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. In many of these episodes, I've discussed the importance of focus and having a clear vision. But sometimes that means you might overlook small but significant details. When you're trying to become healthier, there's a fine line between stressing about everything and focusing on what matters. Don't make it overcomplicated, but also don't overlook what matters just because it's seemingly small. On this episode, I share several small details that are easy to ignore, but it's important to not overlook the impact they can have on your health. To start, let's talk about a small change in your mindset that could lead to a big change in stress reduction. Do you find yourself worrying often? Specific type of training might be more helpful than you could imagine. Recent research suggests that practicing mindfulness could be just as effective at treating anxiety as prescription medication. The study compared 8 weeks of using a drug compared to a method known as mindfulness-based stress reduction. At the end of the study, the group practicing mindfulness experienced a 30% reduction in anxiety, which is the same as the prescription group. And those improvements were still noticeable at a four-month follow-up. The scientists believe the stress reduction technique is effective because it doesn't focus on stress prevention. Instead, it trains you to become more aware of your feelings so that your worries don't spiral and lead to a loss of control. If you can become more aware of your anxious thoughts, instead of fighting them or feeling bad that you have them, you can disarm the anxiety, disrupt your negative thoughts, and feel better about yourself and more optimistic about the future. Several other studies have also found that mindfulness-based stress reduction can help with symptoms of depression and stress and improve focus and a positive mindset. But like any good workout, mindfulness is not a quick fix. In the study, the participants attended 8 weeks of in-person classes that lasted 2.5 hours per session and then had to practice for 45 minutes per day. After the study, the participants maintained their 45-minute daily practice. You can take small steps by downloading apps that offer mindfulness meditation and focus on how you feel when you're anxious or worried. If you can remove blame or judgment from having those feelings, that's a great step towards controlling or eliminating negative thought patterns. Now, let's talk about the interesting science of fat loss. If your goal is to burn more fat, here's a tip that doesn't require any extra trips to the gym. Research suggests that prioritizing sleep can help you hold on to more muscle when losing weight and lose more body fat. In the study, participants followed a calorie-restricted diet focused on weight loss. However, one group was forced to get inadequate sleep, which was about 5.5 hours per night, while the others received a good night of rest. They slept 8.5 hours per night. As you might expect, both groups lost a similar amount of weight by cutting calories. But here's where it got interesting. The group that didn't sleep enough lost 80% muscle, whereas the well-rested group lost almost all fat. This isn't the only study suggesting metabolic changes from poor sleep. Another study found that just 1 week of poor sleep causes you to hold on to more fat and burn muscle. And it was not offset by sleeping in on the weekend and making up for the lack of rest. If you want to improve your sleep, here's our sleep upgrade checklist. Go to bed at a similar time each night. Get sunlight into your eyes early in the day to help set your circadian rhythm. Cut off caffeine at least 9 to 10 hours before you sleep. Limit technology at least 1 hour before you sleep. Cut off food at least 2 hours before you sleep. Talk with a friend or journal at night. Do something that shifts your brain into something enjoyable and away from anxiety. If you want to take a supplement, we don't recommend melatonin-based products on a daily basis. Instead, Focus on ingredients that help you relax and ease into sleep. Our go-to product is Momentous Sleep. As a member of the positive corner of the internet, use the code PUMPCLUB to receive 20% off your order or when you get a yearly membership to the Pump Up, and don't cancel after the free trial, you'll receive a $100 gift to Momentous. Like any other habit, remember to start small. Focus on 1 to 2 changes at a time. Once your routine becomes automatic, you can add more. Speaking of healthy habits, it's a good idea to stay hydrated. But the type of bottle you drink from could offer a little health insurance or present an unintended risk. Recent research suggests that plastic water bottles have more nanoplastics than previously assumed. Nanoplastics are minuscule plastic particles smaller than 1 micrometer in size, about the size of a speck of dust. That, in small amounts, are likely not to cause danger. These microscopic particles are now a part of our environment, including the water we consume daily. You don't need to freak out because your body can handle some exposure. So the goal isn't to avoid them altogether, as that's likely impossible. But you do want to limit the total exposure. That's why the new study is so interesting. The researchers found that plastic water bottles have up to 100 times more nanoplastics than previously estimated. Some researchers believe the smaller the particles, the more dangerous they could be because they can possibly enter your cells, which means they have the potential to cause problems. That's why some researchers speculate a link between nanoplastics, high blood pressure, or diseases like type 2 diabetes. But it's still unclear exactly what role they play or the threshold that the nanoplastics cause issues. If you want to minimize your exposure, there are 2 steps you can take. Limit how much water you drink from plastic bottles. Glass or stainless steel are better options. Look into home-filtered water solutions. Non-plastic options are best, and you want a pore size of 1 micron or less to help limit those tiny particles. You can find carbon filter options certified by NSF to ensure quality and safety. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and the daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.